This is a podcast from Rover.
Get ready to learn something, New Zealand. It's time for Research Ryan.
Ryan, morning. Real disturbing story last week of the lady wheeled her dead uncle into a bank in Brazil trying to get a bank loan, using him to get the bank loan. He was dead.
Great work from her. Great ingenuity from her.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Real Weekend at Bernie's stuff.
So you've looked at this and done some research.
Yeah. Which might seem like a stretch, but hey, we've been doing research for a few years. We need new angles.
True. Okay.
So what
science is always moving, Ryan.
Right. Correct. So what would happen with your guys' bodies? How would they be used? Would you be cremated? What would happen?
Oh, I see what you mean.
So I'm going to give a few of you guys some options, but let's start off with Mitch and Rog. There's no option for you guys. Producer Mitch, after your constant disparaging comments to Dan Hooker and other UFC fighters, your flesh is being put into a speed bag at City Kickboxing.
Oh, that's great. Let's go. How do you feel, Mitch?
I'm glad to be part of the City Kickboxing team.
CKB, baby. Rogie.
Yes.
Your body, it might seem a bit strange, but you're going to be mummified. And
he sometimes appears mummified. If something goes wrong behind the screen.
Yeah. That's all good. He goes eyes roll back.
So you're going to be mummified. You're not going to be put in the studio, but another place that you spend 20 minutes in every morning at about 9:20 after your seven coffees.
Third cubicle from the left.
Rog will just be there like that, and your head is actually going to be the paper towel holder in the toilets. And the toilets is where we are.
What a way to remember.
And then, so every morning I'm seeing.
Yep, so you got your head is the paper towel holder that spins out, and then your crotch is the soap dispenser.
It'd get a lot of use, wouldn't it?
Is it the nice vanilla one? Or is it, I like the smell of that one.
Oh, thanks, I think. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, mate, I think.
You're still in radio.
Yeah, well, I'm still here.
Miles, you've actually got a choice. You can either your corpse can be just sitting there rotting in the east stand at the Cape Tin.
Oh yeah.
So at least one seat's going to be full, which is good continuously.
That's not on the camera side, obviously.
Yeah.
Or
you're going to be cremated and mixed in with 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, it's the latter.
The latter?
It really is.
Okay.
Absolutely. That'd be so nice.
We'll eat you, man.
And the second part of that one is they're actually going to remove your genitals, and that's going to be used as a backup for Michelangelo's Statue of David.
That's so similar. You know, back in the day, my penis was very well regarded. They didn't like big ones. They didn't like big ones at all, Roger.
BC.
My one was very, very
BC. My initials out of it.
Fantastic.
So Mal's body, your brain's obviously getting donated to science to understand the damage rosé has on it. But for your body, this is option one, you could be used as a motorcycle mannequin available for single blokes so they can appear to have a partner strapped on the back of it.
That's quite nice.
That.
Yes. Yeah, that's
one.
Great research.
Or you'll be turned into a cat scratching post.
Absolutely not.
It's pretty funny.
We're going to go to the motorcycle one.
For Bryce,
you don't want to be last.
With your skinny legs and high pitched, squeaky voice, maybe a scarecrow is one. It's one option.
Got him.
Something also to represent Bryce, I don't know, maybe something loud and obnoxious. Going to put your ashes into a firework.
That's not bad. It's pretty good.
Or the final one, you'll be buried in the Morning Rumble studio, and ironically, so people can finally get a word in. So the other three.
Ryan, all great stuff.
Really get out of here, man.
Great stuff, Ryan. Wow.
Get out of here.
It's incredible research.
That was good.
Coming up, the Morning Rumble.